Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, there you go. Trash Talking Tuesday. Yep. The place has been set. Eat from the outside in using the proper utensils, Greg.
Yes, always.
When you're schmoozing at those high-powered, highfalutin dinner parties that you seem to attend.
Apparently, using your fingers is just frowned upon.
Yeah, don't I know. 6:08 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Now you talk about trash talking.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's just pure trash. The FBI was weaponized. We know that. We saw a lot of the text between Strzok and Page.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
The FBI agents. Not just run-of-the-mill. Strzok was the head of the two of the biggest investigations. And one of them had to do, you know, with Hillary. He was on top of that.
Are you still talking about the Hillary thing?
Yeah.
Or okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. Or Page?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, there was another activity that was taking place called Arctic Frost. Nearly 10 Republican senators and a representative had their private communications tracked by former special counsel Jack Smith, of course, under the Biden administration. This just came out. FBI Director Kash Patel revealed this yesterday. Files obtained by Fox News show that Smith, in his official capacity at the DOJ, he investigated Donald Trump and the events of January 6, 2021. He was allegedly tracking the phone calls of Republican senators Lindsey Graham, Marsha Blackburn, Ron Johnson, Josh Hawley, Cynthia Loomis, Bill Hagerty, Dan Sullivan, Tommy Tuberville, and Republican Representative Mike Kelly. The alarming document revealed that Smith and his Arctic Frost team had subpoenaed telephone providers for the lawmakers' records in 2023, and this was just recently discovered. Patel confirmed the legitimacy of the findings in an ex post, writing, "We recently uncovered proof that phone records of U.S. lawmakers were seized for political purposes. That abuse of power ends now. Under my leadership, the FBI will deliver truth and accountability and never again be weaponized against the American people." I would never say never again.
Not so much.
If you get a different administration or a Democrat administration, you could have that abuse all over again. What safeties, what are you going to put in place that would prevent that? An FBI official told the outlet that Smith and his team, which was opened in the Bureau in 2022, were able to see which numbers the politicians contacted, the locations from where the calls originated, and the locations where they were received. This is spying, folks. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what it is. Bongino also spoke out about it, and he said, "It is a disgrace that I have to stand on Capitol Hill and reveal this, that the FBI was once weaponized to track the private communications of U.S. lawmakers for political purposes." Several senators who allegedly been spied on spoke at a subsequent press conference with Grassley and made statements on their respective social media pages. Howley calling Smith's actions an abuse of power beyond Watergate, beyond J. Edgar Hoover, one that directly strikes at the Constitution, the separation of powers, and the First Amendment. So this is a serious story. Unfortunately, the left will ignore it. The left will downplay it. And for the rest of us, we're kind of like, yeah, we're not surprised. But this is a very important story. It does speak to the weaponization that had taken place under the Biden administration. And because the left didn't treat these kinds of stories with a high level of import, instead running cover for the left, the left gets to say, oh, it's the Trump administration that's weaponizing government. Mm-hmm. But us, we know where that all came from. And now, well, everybody should know. But if your news sources are just stuck on MSNBC and CNN and some of the lefty news sites, you're probably not going to get this information.
Yeah. And when Donald Trump was calling them out for doing this to him over the last 10 years, crickets. Not a thing, but it's nothing new.
Nope. All right. What else do we have going on? The government. Let me check.
Yes.
And?
Are they?
Nope. Still shut down.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I didn't hear any of the wheels turning.
Nothing. It's silence out there.
Speaker Mike Johnson held a press conference yesterday. On day six, so that was yesterday, the government shutdown made clear that Democrats are being incredibly misleading in their messaging and that it is the Republicans who are actually trying to solve the health care crisis. And there's actually a poll that really backs that information up. A majority of registered voters believe that Republicans will win the shutdown fight, the survey from Harvard-Harris found. Who do you think will win the government shutdown, Democrats or Republicans, is how the survey asked the question. Across the board, 62% said Republicans will win the shutdown fight. Just 38% expressed confidence that Democrats will emerge victorious. Yep. And Republicans are overwhelmingly confident that they will win, 92%. And most independents, 62%, also believe Republicans will emerge as victors. You know, I don't know if this resonated with you like it did with me. But you know this government shutdown and this big and the squabble going back and forth and how the Democrats want to add $1.5 trillion in spending, mostly to cover the $200 billion a year in healthcare for illegal aliens. This fight, do you know how long this keeps the government running? This fight right here, about 7 weeks.
Yeah.
We're going to do this whole thing all over again.
Yep.
Wow.
And they wouldn't go for it. Just to get a nice, clean, move it forward, work on it. No. It's called politics for a reason.
When are we going to get to a place where they put together a real budget, and they stick to a real budget?
Wait a minute, Bob. You mean one that's actually based on maybe like the income of the country, where like we don't spend more than we bring in kind of thing?
That would be a wonderful place to start.
Boy, are you in La La Land. But it's sad, isn't it?
We've got to get. Is. We've got to work to get to that place.
Yeah.
Or quality of life for most Americans will dramatically drop over the next 20 years.
Mm.
And you can take that to the bank. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is 6:16 right now on a Trash Talking Tuesday from Florence Recycling, 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome. It's 6:22, the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is October 7th. This marks the second year since the brutal attacks on the country of Israel, the Jewish people, 1,200 innocent men, women, children, barbarically taken hostage. Many murdered. Awful. And Mike Huckabee, the U.S. ambassador to Israel, we'll get some information from him coming up in just a couple of minutes. But first, so you save your money, you do a lot of test drives, and you settle on a Tesla.
Okay.
And so this guy, Daniel Boycott, is his real name. And,
Boycott?
Yeah, Boycott.
Is his name. Oh, okay.
And he bought a Tesla from a used car dealership and picked it up, spick and span, 2022 Tesla Model 3.
Okay.
Takes it on a test drive. You know, there's no flags, no issues. Everything's good. And then he goes to a Tesla supercharger to, you know, mm-hmm. to juice it up.
Sure.
And the first charger didn't work and, you know, allowed... check some other stations, see what's going on here. Yeah. But when none of them worked, he went back to the dealership, and he was told it was clean.
Yeah.
The Carfax said it was clean.
Yeah.
And I trusted that.
Sure.
A Tesla representative eventually got back to him and let him know that the car is currently unsupported for supercharging and warranties are voided due to it being a salvaged vehicle.
Oh, that should have popped up all over the place.
Well,
title, all those checks.
He did admit that he neglected to look into the Carfax vehicle history report until he purchased the vehicle, and then at first glance, the word salvage didn't make sense to him, so he didn't look at it again until after.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge. That's why they do those.
Now, here's the thing, and I don't know how much damage you have for it to actually be considered like non-repairable and in that salvage category, which usually is about worth half the retail value.
Yeah. Well, don't confuse anybody. It is repairable. but it still gets a salvage title. It's fixed, theoretically, most of the time, but you get a salvage title. It's like if you buy a flooded car. So you don't buy that and it starts rusting in a year and you don't know why.
So
but,
they're
but the
trying
fact that this didn't work, that's a whole
they're trying to flag it,
yes.
Letting you know that, hey, this car might not be right.
Or and things could go wrong because of what
because
happened
of what it. Happened to it.
Yeah.
So
that's weird.
When you look at the report closer,
yeah.
It noted a minor accident before it was turned over to the dealership. The damages looked minuscule in the provided photos, but a Tesla technician later told the guy Boycott the repair wasn't done well, deeming his car a damaged vehicle.
Man, that's not good.
The Elon Musk-owned company said connecting a damaged vehicle to superchargers is a safety issue, which is why his car was removed from the network. So they flagged the car
that's good. Okay.
As being, you know, a safety issue. Issue.
At the
they sell
level.
It. They sell it. Not concerned, I guess, about safety. So listen to this. It was bad enough to where they flagged it. Corporate did.
Yeah.
And he added the whole reason he sought to purchase a Tesla over other EVs in the first place was because they had a wide network of the superchargers,
which
would support the car on long trips.
Wow.
Now, any and all trips, regardless of distance, are nearly impossible. Tesla does offer an inspection option for customers trying to get their Tesla back on the supercharger network, but for a fee of a couple of $1,000.
Well, now, does it say whether or not this was a Tesla dealer or just some random used car lot, I wonder?
Because
you would think that would make a difference. You would not think a Tesla dealer would sell one.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want... A good dealer is not going to sell it without really letting you know this has got a salvage title.
It doesn't specifically say Tesla dealership, and I'm assuming it's probably not.
That's what I would think.
So,
can you imagine, though?
So listen to this.
Uh-oh.
Tesla, I told you, a couple of $1,000s,
right.
And but that doesn't mean they'll do the repair for that. That's just running through the systems to tell you whether it's safe or not to be recharged.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So he said, look, I don't want to pay like $10,000 extra on a car that I already agreed to. He's still locked in negotiations with the dealership that sold him the vehicle. But the owners noted that the Illinois Secretary of State Police apparently investigated and confirmed that the car was never officially labeled as salvaged.
Oh, that's not good either.
Yeah. So
somebody
didn't do their due diligence
somewhere.
And that maybe that used car dealership at auction saw that car and they go, man, that deal's too good to be true.
Well, he thought it was a nice place because it was called Shady Tree Auto. I guess he didn't really think about the shady part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So
what a disappointment, because when you buy a car new or used, you're like, you're excited about it.
And who would even think that that's possible, that you're basically cut out, you're blackballed from the charging stations.
How rude.
6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up, we'll take a look at tropical weather conditions. Anything to be concerned about? I'll let you know in a couple of minutes. An update with Radiant Credit Union is on the way. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
What a great song, though.
Plunking away at the bass.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning and welcome. It is 6:39. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Greg, how you doing?
Hey, I'm living the dream.
Right on.
See that moon out there this morning? And the clear, you can see the stars?
It's a super moon.
Wow.
Yeah, you could actually get a tan under that moon.
Oh, it's bright.
Yeah. No, don't try that at home.
Yeah, the neighbors might complain.
Yeah, especially when the sun comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, hey, how about them Jags? The Jacksonville Jags last night, Monday Night Football. Trevor Lawrence channeling his inner Joe Biden takes the snap on about the 1-yard line.
Oh,
and
wow.
Picture him trying to climb up the stairs to Air Force One.
Uh-huh.
Takes the snap.
Yeah.
Trips. Falls down. Gets up. Falls down. Gets up. And straggles and bumbles and stuff into the end zone for the win.
But it counts.
Oh, it counts.
It counts.
And the Jags beat Kansas City.
Wow.
Patrick Mahomes. Those boys aren't too happy. What are they now? 2-3, I think? Mm. We're 4-1. Go Jags. Yep. 31-28 win last night over Kansas City. I watched part of the game, and it's always going to be early for me, and then, you know, got to go night-night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, the Jags didn't look at, you know, they had flashes of okay, but nah, at the point where I turned the TV off, it wasn't going well for them. But they turned it around, so I was pleasantly surprised to find out that they won.
Nice.
And that you'll see it. It'll probably pop up on your feeds today.
That'll be viral.
Yeah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for another tropical weather update brought to you by Radiant Credit Union. We do this because it's hurricane season. Yeah, and we want to make sure that you're prepared. It's disturbance number one that we're looking out, and let me give you the exact distance. It is way far away.
Wow, that was pretty specific.
Way far
away. Not just far away.
It's 1,500 miles east of the Windward Islands. Like,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Windward. When I'm looking at maps, yeah. I always use as my guide the Windward Islands, right?
I have no idea where they are.
Neither do I.
They're out there
in the middle of nowhere, yeah. Is basically what it is.
So that plus 1,500.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
yeah, 1,500 miles east of the Windward Islands,
okay.
And it's becoming better defined. Okay, this is the bad news, because this disturbance, I think, had a 70% chance of turning into something yesterday. Now it's 90% chance of cyclone formation in 7 days. I mean, the good news is it's so far out there, we've got plenty of time to prepare. It also looks like it'll probably eventually start to track much more to the north, and then away from us. And that's a good thing. But we keep an eye on it anyway, because that's what we do. Thanks to Radiant Credit Union, there's your tropical weather update. And then there's the date. It's October 7th. That date will resonate with a lot of people for a very long time. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee marked the second anniversary of the October 7, 2023 Hamas terror attack on Israel by calling for the remaining Israeli hostages to be freed in a new deal. President Donald Trump unveiled his 20-point plan for ceasefire and hostage deal in Gaza on September 29th. Arab and Muslim nations embraced the plan, as did Israel. Just that alone is huge. Just that alone, he should get a Nobel Peace Prize.
Mm-hmm.
To get Arab, Muslim nations, and Israel to agree on something like this, it is. It's huge. And Hamas has provisionally agreed to it provisionally. Huckabee closed by pledging that Israel and the Jewish people will never stand alone in the face of terror. Further in the statement, he said it was 2 years ago during Shabbat on the Jewish holiday when Iran-backed Hamas terrorists perpetrated the deadliest attack against the Jewish people since the Holocaust. Hamas shattered a peaceful morning by massacring 1,200 innocent men, women, and children and barbarically taking hostage more than 250 into Gaza's terror tunnels, including U.S. citizens. Hamas's heinous attack was part of its genocidal goal to destroy Israel and murder Jews in Israel and around the world. Since that day, 1,152 courageous Israeli soldiers and security personnel, including U.S. citizens, have fallen as Israel has fought a multi-front war of survival. May October 7, 2023, forever remind us that evil and anti-Semitism are not mere metaphors, but brutal realities that God and Holy Scripture enjoin us to combat with all our might. And he goes on from there. You can read his whole statement on X. Mike Huckabee, the U.S. ambassador, great perspective. The guy running for mayor of New York, his perspective is quite a bit different. And stay tuned, and I'll share some of that with you. Warning, it will probably irritate you.
Yes.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. It's 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Look, I never claimed to be some sort of scholar. Self-learned in many things. Read quite a bit. And I've learned some things, and I've lived life. So I've got some life's experiences, and I guess I have a natural ability to have some amount, a modicum of what some people call common sense. I call it logic. And for the life of me, I can't understand the kind of support that this Zoran Mamdani is getting in New York. And there's several case and points I could make. But let me remind you what today's date is. It's October the 7th. It was just 2 years ago that the Israeli folks suffered an incredible attack and lost thousands. And this was an attack on the most innocent. Young people, even babies were killed, parents. It was on civilians. It was atrocious. It was awful. So Mamdani, lacking any sort of, either he completely lacks any class at all, or he really is a pile of something. And I'll give you an example. Of all the time that he could do this, he decides to meet, just a day before this terrible anniversary that everybody should be sensitive to, not just Jewish people. Zoran Mamdani, the Democrat Party nominee for mayor of New York City, met with Palestinians to mark the genocide in Gaza right before the second anniversary of the Palestinian terror attack on Israel. This afternoon, he posted on X on Sunday, I sat with Palestinian New Yorkers in Astoria and listened to what they and their families have endured as a genocide in Gaza continues, funded by our government. In the face of immeasurable grief, they have showed unbreakable resilience. Now, that's their take on how they see the conflict. Overall, okay? So if you sat down with them and you had these conversations and you tend to be of that, you tend to believe that kind of side of it to that degree, well, you know, that's up to you. And clearly he does. But to do it a day before the anniversary of what no human being could look at and say that that wasn't an awful terrorist attack. So he has no sense of sensibilities about this. No sensitivity.
That can't be an accident.
To this at all.
No. No.
And there's no genocide in Gaza, though the Hamas terrorists who invaded Israel certainly had genocidal intent, as shown by their actions and their founding document. That's what they're about. Wipe out the Jews. Mamdani is the son of Mahmoud Mamdani, an Ivy League scholar who has called for suicide bombings to be recognized as an ordinary form of warfare. That's his father. The mayoral nominee, avowed socialist, has participated in radical anti-Israel marches and promises to arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for supposed war crimes if he sets foot in New York. Folks, this guy is a radical. He's just like those college kids on college campuses. But his indoctrination took place over many, many more years than theirs did. This is who he is, and he continues to be. He just met with these Palestinians the other day. And that's going to fly in New York? This guy's going to win the mayoral election?
Scary.
It is. And Joel Pollack did an op-ed for Breitbart, and he talked about, you know, Mamdani managed to invert perpetrator and victim, coddling the radical pro-terror sentiments of Palestinians who want to assume the posture of helplessness after launching and cheering a bloody conflict. Hamas murdered 1,200 Israelis on October 7th, most of them civilians, and did so with extreme brutality, often live-streaming their atrocities to family members of their victims.
Oh, my goodness.
They also took more than 250 hostages to Gaza. 20 at most are still alive.
Hmm.
And there's still a debate about whether some people should vote for him.
Wow.
He's still leading in polls in New York City. What level of ignorance is there in that town? Oh. I've got to tell you. Look, I visited there a couple of times. My experiences, honestly, were very good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was years ago. We did an anniversary broadcast the year after 9/11 from the site across the street. And there, you know, it was part of the healing and part of what took place. And it was a, you know, a somber kind of a thing that took place. And I would visit New York again. Not under the current circumstances, and certainly not if Mamdani wins.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't see myself having any reason ever to visit that place. If the people elect someone like him, that's not a place where I want to be, ever. 6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hang in there, my friends. We've got a lot more to talk about on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.